When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, March 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks bounced between positive and negative territory before finally finishing lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 96 points, or 0.3%, to close at 33,794. The S&P 500 finished down 23 points, or 0.5%, and the NASDAQ fell 214 points, or 1.6%. Investors are growing concerned about how lower consumption of Russian commodities, including oil, will feed into already elevated U.S. inflation, and how aggressively the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. U.S. crude prices briefly surged above $116 a barrel for the first time since 2008, before settling at $107.67. Oil prices declined as prospects rose for the lifting of sanctions on Iran if the 2015 nuclear deal is restored. The increase of Iranian oil exports would help make up for the Russian barrels that global buyers have shunned since it invaded Ukraine. Among individual stocks, shares of the cloud software company Snowflake dropped 15% after it issued weaker-than-expected sales guidance. Best Buy gained 9.2%, the largest one-day percentage increase since May 2020, after the company projected higher revenue for its next fiscal year. Kroger added nearly 12% after the supermarket chain reported that its sales and profit had grown. But shares of Okta fell 8% after the identity management software business issued guidance that suggested that aggressive investment would spur greater-than-expected near-term losses to its bottom line. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.